Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our next call in the Chung Mo Meridian, transforming worry into clarity. As we settle on in, invitation to move the body and making any little adjustments that I might need to really land and arrive here. And as you settle in, beginning here, perhaps by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in and receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. And to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that feels pleasant, even neutral, taking a moment to savor it and to drink its goodness in. And as you drink that in, I'm going to also invite you to take a moment to scan for other things that are pleasant and neutral. If your eyes are closed, you can go inward with this. You can, if it feels better, do it outwardly. And as you take time to scan either outward or inward, letting the gaze wander around in all directions, maybe looking in those nooks and crannies that you don't often check out. And letting the gaze land on anything in particular that catches your attention, that it's again pleasant, that's good to be with, that's beautiful, that's easeful, that's maybe even just neutral. And as you land on this thing, noticing what it is you like the most about it. And taking time to savor that, much like you might a fine meal. And as you drink that all in, notice if you can breathe that in, take that in just a little deeper. And as you breathe that in, savoring it, noticing how the body mind responds. How does it feel to be present to this yumminess, this juiciness? And as you take that all in, if any part of that feels really pleasant or easeful to be within the body, feel free to savor that just a little bit deeper. And continuing to notice in the same way as you take that in an upward spiral, cycling, anything that comes that's good, you get to receive and breathe in just a little bit deeper if it feels right. Okay, loves. And as we start off today's session, we're actually working with lymphatic circulation through the meningeal layers, which are the linings of the skull. They go down through the spinal canal. They're fancy names, dura mater, arachnoid mater, pia mater, from the outermost to the innermost in that order. And as we run lymphatic circulation through here, it's draining out any toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, that happen to coincide with the theme of connection. So any low self-esteem around connection, any overthinking, overanalyzing around connection, we're just gonna flush that out through those meningeal layers. And then on the other side of that, we're actually gonna increase the flow of blood and nerve supply through these regions of the system, bringing in as our blood carries passion and our nerve communication, bringing in a sense of being able to connect to passion, connect to communication, and letting that flow through you. What is it to have flow coming from head to tailbone again? And as we resource the system to flow and connection, to flow and connection, we're running that as a permission statement that it's safe to flow and connection. In other words, it's safe to have connection in all the ways, whether that's between you and someone else external to you, seemingly so, or whether that's connection internally inside the body mind. And as you work with this, finding that sense of useful, joyful, safety, resourcing, all the pleasant possibilities that are available here in connection again. I feel almost like this extra presence of the Schumann resonance going all the way through to the tailbone and the sacrum. That Schumann resonance being the frequency of the earth that helps us to slow down. And as we slow down, sometimes things get a little bit clearer. Sometimes there's a little bit more clarity as we let ourselves really land here on Earth. And worry is actually associated with the elements of Earth. So this makes a lot of sense that we're doing it in this way today. And as we land in the arena of the tailbone of the sacrum, we're working now within the Chung Mo and its capacity to circulate freely. Capacity to circulate its qi freely up to, in particular, the lungs and the heart, as well as up to the head brain. And here's where that pattern is stored. It's as if the Chung Mo is like, oh, we're doing great. We can flow, and we have all this capacity to connect to all the organs that I support. Clearly, why the flow and connection piece came up earlier. Then, as that build happens, things are going really, really well. And then sometimes there's the expectation even that's built up around this pattern, is that when things get too good, then life crashes. When things get too good, when they get too expanded, life plummets me back down again. And then I have to rebuild from scratch. And that feeds another part of potentially the psyche that enjoys rebuilding, that gets to rebuild again and grow and learn through the lens of rebuilding. And that pattern of build, crash, build, expand, contract, crash is what we're up to in part today, it looks like right now. And as we work with it through the eyes, through the lens of the Chung Mo Meridian, running the, actually, pardon me, unhooking the belief system first. And the belief system here is you need to start over. You need to start over. And replacing it with the permission statement of you can always start over again. You can always start over again. And life does has its natural rhythms and cycles where we do indeed often revisit things from our past from a slightly different angle and have the opportunity to see it through a new lens and start over again. But it doesn't invoke the need to have to do it that way anymore. And as we know that there's still a flexibility that we can start over again without the having to do it, we're also unhooking the need to prove yourself, particularly at how smart, clever or intelligent you are to be able to find your way out of basically the same conundrum over and over and over again. It's almost as if that build, crash was an opportunity to say, look, I made it, I did it, and to prove oneself as a form of validation that's orienting specifically to being validated through dad's side of the family line. So we're going back, interestingly enough, 5 generations where this began, this whole pattern. And this is actually hooked into an ancestor who, quote unquote, like failed to prove themselves as worthy as a man. And they held some shame around it. And they might not have even like completely failed whatever sort of rite of initiation it was. But something along the lines of feeling like they didn't do as well as they could have, or it might have been an outright failure where it led to really devastating consequences, potentially to the point of even being outcast from the protection of the group. And with it, we're actually working with the theme of being shunned. And it's as if there's this idea of, in order to avoid being shunned, I have to continually prove my worthiness of again that expand, contract. Things go well and then I crash again. As we work with that pattern, linking it into house number six, which works with taking practical action and being in service to ourselves. And then we're linking it up to the governing vessel 21 point, pardon me, 20 point, and working with the governance here of all of those pattern, pa pardon me, of all the habit patterns that are stored in particular through the myelin sheath, the coating of the nervous system. And then we're increasing circulation of all the healing resources through to that myelin sheath, as well as to this point in the center of the crown of the head. No mistake that we're working within the crown chakra portion as well here with this all as we bring in a connection to that and work with transcending here. And within that crown chakra, transcending specifically to understand a deeper way of being in connection with all that there is in our world around us all. Okay, and as we work with this, circulating all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous system and our immune system alike to heal. And also, excuse me, circulating the balance of those endorphins, the hormones, endocannabinoids, and then the balance, pardon me, of yin and yang, feminine and masculine. And then running hydration to bring in that water, that joy, release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And coming back to those hormones, we're also going to hydrate very specifically the hormones themselves that are circulating here. And we're linking that right through to the actually quite a few places, the solar plexus chakra for a sense of empowerment to the Chung Mo. And then we're going to connect the relationship between the Chung Mo and the solar plexus chakra to give it a sense of solid empowerment. So that way it can flow in connection. We're going to also bring that circulation of all the healing resources through to the lungs, the heart, to the meningeal layers. And to any of the other structures that I've named throughout the session. Okay, so this body mind of yours is really keen on getting really resourced with all those circulatory healing resources, all that flow energy. And as it connects to that, as it drinks that all up, linking now crown chakra to base chakra to help ground its presence. That way you can not just transcend, but also be really present to be here while that happens. And then we're linking that all into the 12th house, house of endings, house of releasing, house of surrendering and allowing. Also, it's the house where we peel back the layers of who it is we are not. And then we're going to link that through to the liver, which is the natural organ and meridian that's associated with that house. Really interesting. Okay, in the liver, we're working with, again, dad's side of the family line. So we're going back 8 generations. And we're working here with a specific pattern. Okay, and this is somewhat ties in with the crash and burn after feeling expanded. But from a different angle, this is more on the level of mental, emotional, psychic realm, really. It's the realm where you pick up on the subtle energy fields. And as we enter the land of the psychic, of the psyche, we need to expand, first of all, the psychic Wei Qi that is available. And Body Talk, they've renamed it over the last, oh gosh, 15 years or so now. They call it the EMF, or electromagnetic field, Wei Qi. The original name for that was the psychic Wei Qi, and that gives a potentially more coloration or context, that old naming. And as we work with it, first off, let me just mention the Wei Qi. The Wei Qi helps to protect, communicate, and synthesize, and it surrounds our entire external body, this energy layer, by 2, 3 inches if it's really healthy. An inch and a half, inch, half an inch, if it was less so. And as we expand it for the realm of the psychic, we're particularly orienting to a particular brainwave pattern of the delta wave, as that comes in and slows things down. As we expand the psychic Wei Qi through the delta frequency here, it's relating to, here's the heart of the matter, the health pattern down dad's side of the family through all those generations of feeling psychically compromised, or feeling like they were prone to like outside influences entering their system through this, like almost like a fracture, but instead of a bone being fractured, it's like there's a little thin fracture in the psyche through the male side of the family lines. So we're just going to shore that on up, and as we work with this, we're going to bring in addition to the Wei Qi expansion, the Om, AUM sound. You're welcome to even Om out loud, or even just in your mind, imagining it will be just as powerful. AUM Om, not the OM Om, they're slightly different. Has three sounds to it. Sometimes people clip it and they just go Om. Versus which creates a different configuration within the mouth for the sound to travel correctly to the portions of the brain that the Om, the AUM Om, is meant to vibrate, which is that of the ventricles. And this is in part from actually two sources. Dr. Joan Beltheim is along with my Sanskrit teacher from years ago. She was very clear on that too. The three sounds being present for that all. And as we bring in the Om, the AUM, for balancing this, it also is referred to or thought to be as the universal psychologist, allowing us to check in with, pardon me, allowing us to tap into the wisdom of that vibration that's naturally meant to be within us at all times. And as we reconnect to that sound, we're also can imagine that the ventricles of the brain that carry that vibration naturally begin to connect to all of the other brain structures, starting in order with the limbic brain that it's naturally a part of, and then down through to the brain stem and spine that it naturally flows into anatomically. And then through to now the cortical brain. So it's an interesting order that it's going through. The limbic brain that it sits right in the heart of, down through to the reptilian brain that it's intimately connected with, and then out to the cortical brain. And as it goes in that order, connecting the ventricles and that vibration of the AUM Om, I'm seeing it first regulate the emotional system of the body mind, helping to stabilize any bits of that psychic fracture. And then as it goes down to the reptilian brain, helping to get to the nitty-gritty of where this came from in the first place, which was that of survival. It was as if that psychic fracture happened to continue to support the capacity to still earn a living, put a roof over our heads. That's how we might think of it in this day and age, but many generations ago, it might not have been quite as dependent on money, and it might have been also other resources from farming the land, etc. Or however people may have, your cultures may have engaged with the land. I come from a lineage of farmers, so I often think of it in that realm, but I'm expanding it to not just farming per se, but to how it played out in your lineages, in your cultures. And with this, we're also working with the, that connection through to the cortical brain. And here's where, again, there's this energy of transcending into the flow of connection again. So after we look at the roots of where this all came from, and the fracture gets to be healed, we get to transcend it to the highest level of thinking that we have as humans through our cortical brain, and then through to even within amongst the cortical brain, the prefrontal cortex gives an extra sense of empathy of wisdom. It's much like the heart or our head. I didn't do it earlier, but it feels maybe like I didn't do it earlier for a good reason. It feels like it's important to do it now. So I'm just going to offer this to your entire male lineage of your family lines. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being you. And thank you for taking the time to make this information known to heal it. Thank you to all of you for bringing your ancestors, your lineages, your cultures, and the villages that have come to support you all. And thank you to those that have caretaken and stewarded the lands that you've walked on, and that others will continue to benefit from. We give thanks. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. It's always interesting to notice when those, although often routine things that I say at the beginning come up in different ways and different timing. As I offer that to not just you, but to your entire, in particular, male lineage. There's this sense of reverence that becomes available throughout the connection points to the spiritual ancestral burial grounds, through to the kidney 24 points that hang out roughly in the center of the chest. And we're going to link those to the compassion centers that hang out just a little higher. This is not a body talk thing, this is a breathwork thing. And as we connect them through to here, running a cellular repair, the capacity to connect to compassion for your entire male lineage and you, to connect your masculine nature, your yang nature, to compassion, which offers the capacity to be with suffering without it having to create like a fracture in the psyche or anything else. You get to just be with suffering and expand your resiliency for that. And as we offer that, restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health, to connect to compassion again. We're linking that through to the stomach and the spleen, the elements of Earth's meridians, or as we might think of them as well, the meridians that govern a lot of our neck musculature. Our capacity literally to take in options and possibilities. Maybe we don't have to repeat this cycle of crashing and burning after an expansion of sorts. Maybe there's another way now. And as we offer that reverence through the kidney meridian, through to the ancestral spiritual burial grounds, and offer this connection, this flow energy in these new ways, we're going to take everything that we've done so far, and we're linking it through to the transition that happens as we move between the 12th house to the first house. As we literally let go of the old, to step into the new, creating this almost liminal space between, as we're just on the precipice of what it means to transition out of the old and into the new, as we stand on just the very cusp of it all. And here's where we're releasing the emotion of worry. There's this worry of like what might happen if I let go of that old pattern and step into something that's different, that's new. And that concern, that worry, potentially even anxiety, creates a bit of fuzziness from actually the capacity to just simply experience it. We end up going, maybe I shouldn't leap, maybe I should stay right where I am. And yet life has a tendency often of, how shall I say this? Almost like a loving mother bird gently pushing her little one out of the nest to be able to learn how to fly again. And as life has her way, his way, its way of supporting us in these ways, through the lens of challenge, so to speak. We're running the permissions. And the words are just simply this. I open to receive life's challenges. I open to receive life's challenges. I open to receive life's challenges. And if any part of you is like, ugh, at just hearing that, all those spots, all those little areas of tension and bracing and going, oh no, not a chance. Or maybe even there was a what the fuck in there. Wherever you may have landed within all that humanness that says, no more. I just want ease and peace all the time. Which doesn't always set the stage for a lot of learning and growing. But any parts of you that were, let's say, resisting that or had a bit of like a moment to take that in, for all those areas, we're going to circulate all those same healing resources one more time. Any part of you that says, I got to put on the brakes to that, gets to receive the circulation of all the healing resources. And usually the challenges of life seem daunting because we don't necessarily think that we have the resources. We're not connected to the flow of resources in order to be able to be with those challenges. So as we come to gently step into the connection in those ways of flow of resources, of connecting to that all. Giving the body what it needs to actually do this. So that way you can actually break the pattern of doing it from a place of overwhelm, which is usually where that I don't want any more challenge comes from. And with that, we're actually unhooking the pattern, I'm going to say, of anxiety that comes from worrying about and what else is coming down the pipes through life next. It's just as for like always on guard, waiting for that other shoe to drop, so to speak. And as we work with that anticipation, pardon me, that was a fun new pronunciation of it, though, wasn't it? As we look at that anticipation of overwhelm again, we're linking it into, interestingly enough, two houses, six and eight. Six, which helps us to take in the practical capacity for health, to serve the health of our body minds. And the eighth house, which is very similar in a way, it helps us to traverse the train of death and rebirth and entering the land of regeneration. And as we link here, it's interesting enough also connecting you to your older self, your self that carries other wisdom, and it's going specifically to the part of you that's in the range of 10 to 20 years older than your current age right now. Fun. And as we connect you to that wisdom, it might even be fun to imagine yourself 10 or 20 years older, whatever age comes through is great. And as that older version of you comes in, you can even imagine them placing a hand for guidance, offering wisdom, offering connection, potentially even offering the flow of connection through this being of you, through to your heart, through to your heart chakra, through to this center of wisdom of knowing. As we connect to this, which we can, because time is only so very real as we make it. It begins to flow here. From the lens of someone who's seen the forest through the trees, someone who's seen a little bit further, farther out, and can actually hold what your current life challenge is, and potentially might even whisper into your ear a little bit of resourceful wisdom through potentially advice, potentially through a whisper of compassion, or potentially through some other thing that just naturally, organically arises. Drinking in their support, however feels right, however it might be spontaneously showing, excuse me, showing itself in these moments, and connecting it all the way down to the very roots, the very base chakra, as well as all the way up through to the crown for transcendence. Maybe they have some wisdom on helping to traverse that cycle of expansion, and then I have to crash. And as we work with that expectation of that happening, working with lymphatic circulation through to the knees, interestingly enough, along with the sacrum. The knees working with the fear response, the sacrum, much the same. The knees working with the fear of submission, and the sacrum working with the fear of presence. Okay, and if I string that all together in a sentence, it comes out with a permission, not quite permissions yet, let me modify the words here, but a fear of being submissive and not being present is essentially that connection between the knees and the sacrum. The fear of being so submissive that you're not even present within your own self. And this, we're going to work with the permissions, giving yourself permission to take up all the space inside of you. And as soon as you do that, I actually see a link to the large intestine as you take up all the space within you. Letting go of this fear of having to hide or play small or submit or be absent. Because presence may have even felt dangerous. And it's actually going into active memories and when you were small and little and things feeling, like maybe I shouldn't be here and that might be safer. Or knowing that one way that you could hide was getting really, really small inside yourself and not quite coming out to the very edges of you. And as we invite you to do just that, there might still be that scared little one in there. And if you have a sense of that, know that you can go there now, and I'm going to scoop them all up too. As we hold these little ones, as we connect those scared little ones, letting them know that you're here now. And things are actually quite a bit different. You don't actually have to stay small and hide anymore. Because there's other wisdom, there's resources, there's tools that are available that you may not have had access to before when you were little, but you get to now at this age. And you can even consult your older version of you, who might know even more about how to come to the very edges of the body mind. And in a way, you can think of this as linking that little one all the way through to the wisdom of your next version of you that's continuing to develop through the illusion of time. You can actually connect to this wisdom now, just in the same way that we can connect to this little one way back when. As we bridge this gap between the little one to the older one, we're running the permissions. This is really interesting. The words here are that it's safe to care. That it's safe to care. And related to that, it's safe to take care of yourself. It's safe to take care of yourself. And in the same way that you nurture and care for and offer love to those around you actually get to do that internally through all the ages and stages of life, for the ones that have come before, for the ones that have yet to arrive, through all the versions of you. And what if that evolution of you didn't have to be so contingent on having to crash, but instead got to, yes, dip down on occasion, that's part of life, and then still be able to rise again and flow without it being almost catastrophic or wreaking such tremendous havoc in the system through the expectation of having to do it that way? And as we release that need to have to do it, I'm going to call it the hard way now. It's linking into the perineum, the space between either vagina or anus, and, pardon me, vagina or testes and anus. As it links into the perineum, connecting us into the two most powerful acupuncture points there are, I'm going to argue. Conception vessel one, the beginning of our primary feminine, and governing vessel one, the beginning of our primary masculine. And we're going to work with the connection between these two and the space between them. And as we work with all three of those things, the two points and the relationship between them, the space between them, running a cellular repair, restoring again connection and flow here. And as we restore the connection and flow here, restore these cells back to their fullest potential of health, we're linking it to the breath cycle. I see it begin to pulsate. And as it pulsates, it begins to very gently rock the tailbone, loosening up any little bits of adhesions or any sticky bits, sticky areas, which may even feel like they have a subtle torque or a twist to them. Maybe it's a sticky note too, potentially. And as we release the stickiness through the tailbone, it links all the way up to the sphenoid, connecting what an Advaita Vedanta Eastern Indian philosophy says is connection between heaven, the sphenoid, and earth, the tailbone. No need to wait. You get to experience a slice of delight and joy here and now. If that fits with your worldview, connecting the sphenoid and the coccyx in this way, or I should say it in the correct order that it showed up in, the coccyx or tailbone through to the sphenoid in a way that allows for, it looks like a pattern that's releasing, interestingly enough, through the stomach and the liver meridian, through the stomach meridian, which we could say helps us to center in ourselves again, almost like the capillary action of a straw, kind of soaking up liquid and helping us to like realign the very core of us is often the image that I get when I think of the stomach meridian, along with the liver meridian. As we work with the liver meridian, I think of that one as having such a love of protection, almost like a mama bear protection. I see it almost like a bear claw all the way through to the very crown of the head where the liver meridian hangs out. It starts with the big toe and helps to also protect, in no small way, the genitals, the chest, and the crown of the head. Okay, and we also need to actually release a pattern of control through the liver meridian and a pattern of judgment through the stomach meridian. Interesting. Okay, now as that begins to unwind through the stomach, through the liver, we actually need to tap this part out first. So I'm going to invite you to breathe and receive and take this in any way that feels right for you. And giving that a gentle breath. Letting that part settle as you take maybe even just one or two more breaths here. Okay, actually, a bit more to do with the stomach and the liver. We're going to work with connecting those two meridians again to that large intestine. And as we work with releasing it through the large intestine, I know that that meridian in part connects up to the nose, and we're giving it permission to actually just release through the nostrils what's no longer needed to be carried here. So you can imagine on every exhale, energy coming through to the nostrils, releasing all that no longer serves. And as that gets to be set down, breath by breath by breath by breath, the stomach meridian and the liver meridian have an easier time of releasing the judgment and control pieces. And as they do so, I hear them releasing the belief system of you can't do this without me, meaning you can't do this without control, you can't do this without judgment. And as they release that, they're actually practicing in and amongst themselves the very active surrender, which supports that large intestine meridian and doing just that and releasing and letting go. And surrendering and allowing and making even more space within you. And as that moves through there, we're also going to bring in the pancreas to support this new rhythm, this new capacity to be adaptable to flow with life. And as we adjust to new rhythms, adjusting to the new rhythm of not having to crash and burn. And rebuild just to say we did it to prove our worthiness. Adjusting to the rhythm potentially that involves a little bit more of that earthiness of the Schumann resonance and invites us to slow down so we can actually enjoy what's here, what's meant to be an opportunity to stand on the true delight and joy of this earth, even with its challenges. So we're resourced enough. Those challenges even get to be fun and playful and delightful to grow and be in. Just like little kids learning to walk or do any of the things that kids do. I find myself often going back to that example. I so love it. We're transitioning from crawling to walking. And even amongst the tears when they fall down, there's still this tenacity and joyfulness and getting to put the pieces together. The challenge of learning again gets to be a fun thing. As we release the judgments of quote unquote failure, as we release the control to not hurt ourselves, to not make a mistake, to not quote unquote screw it up. Also releasing the identity, the belief. And I know I don't always warn you, but this time I'm going to warn you. Strong language ahead. The words here are, I am a fuck up. I am a fuck up. And as we're releasing that identity, with it goes the pattern of self-consciousness that's coming not just through you, but also through dad's side of the family lines, releasing 12 generations back. 12 generations back. And that self-consciousness or lack of worthiness, lack of self-esteem, fueling the need to try to prove oneself by making again life harder than it needed to be. And as we release that pattern, it's also releasing through the energy fields of the heart. And through, as I've been alluding to it in the last few sessions, the love line that runs roughly at like the quarter line or the three-quarter line of the body mind, or halfway between your midline and your outside edge of your body on either side. And as you release that, I'm going to tap this part out here. Again, an invitation to breathe and receive, however might feel right. And I'm still hearing that sound, Om. It hasn't actually stopped or left since I brought it in. So if it feels right, you can even continue to imagine the sound of AUM Om, or even say it out loud a couple times. And we're coming back to the bit around being overly contained and it actually being okay to take up more space within yourself again. And then I just see your energy field doing well, just that, coming even closer to the edges of your body mind, drinking up the spaciousness that's here for you, created by you, created for you. And as you get to be here, inside of this body mind, running one more cellular repair, stirring through the family lines, this time on mum's side, going back a fair way, 17 generations, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. And it's around the behavior of hiding or having to feel like you need to engage life through, as I've referred to it before, the more sensitive, withdrawn nature of isolating or overly containing yourselves. And as we work within this, releasing it from all five senses, technically six actually, we're gonna include that third eye and intuition, and we're linking that through to the heart. Through to the heart for its connection to harmony, to wisdom, through its connection to source itself. Then we're going to tap this part of here. Invitation to again breathe and receive. Okay. Heading now into the connection between the Chung Mo meridian and its capacity to connect to the large intestine meridian and to support it in, again, letting go of all that the large intestine meridian lets go of. And this time it's bringing in the energy of being able to do that with, I'm going to say, regularity. Being able to do that with regularity. And here we're running a series of permissions. It's safe to take in and digest this life and release it. It's safe to take in, digest, and release my emotions. It's safe to take in and digest and release, to get the pattern, my experiences, my food. And you can fill in the blank. So as we work with emotions, life, experiences, and food, and the capacity to digest and process and release that all on the other side of receiving and taking them in, we're orienting it all to the consciousness of pleasure. What if it was meant to be a pleasurable thing to get to take in life, its experiences and digest them, and to release them, even when they were challenging. What if it still was meant to be counterbalanced by that it actually gets to be pleasurable, that it's meant to be supported through the lens of joy when there's enough resources on board? And what if the only times in which it's too much just is simply pointing to the fact that you're under-resourced, not to any meaning about you, not to any meaning of somehow you're inferior or any meaning of this isn't okay, etc., about something to do with your makeup or your capacity or you as a person? And what if all it pointed to was there aren't enough resources on board for that right now? What if? As we do that, releasing very closely to where we began, low self-esteem through the lens of lymphatic circulation, this time not through the layers of the meninge, but through the layers of the psyche, as well as through the brain, through the cortical brain, the limbic emotional brain, the reptilian brain, along with the heart brain and the gut brain. We're going to look at all the levels of the brain simultaneously here. As we work with all of those regions, linking them into the electromagnetic field of the heart and connecting to the capacity for what the heart does, which is bigness, which is expansion, which is taking up space, as its energy field is 60 to 100 times bigger than any other part of us. And then I just see through the very center of that energy field, the flow of the nervous system, the flow of the spine, the flow of the Sushumna, as we in essence connect heart, Shen, to Sushumna, nervous system. I see like all the limbs just stretch out with the ecstasy of what it means to stretch out into getting to be here, receiving all that life offers. And as the body mind opens up to receive that, linking it into again all five, six senses, that there's room, and reminding them that there's room to actually get to take this in now. And what if it doesn't have to be overwhelming to take in joy and pleasure? But with enough space and room, it got to be welcomed in amongst everything else, including the challenges of life, in a way that gets to be supportive as you navigate those challenges, in a way that gets to be supportive as you ride the waves that life presents. But being able to do so in a way that doesn't feel like you're again crashing, burning, or so jagged. And in essence, this also sets the stage for what's to come in the next year of Buddhas and Butterflies as we work with shoring up the riverbank, so to speak, of our experiences so we don't have to have them go so extreme that it tanks us, but helping us to live within our capacity and to train that window of tolerance to be even more spacious, to bring in more resources, to bring in more capacity. And the way that we do that is by just gently touching on the edges of life's challenges, but doing so in a way that feels resourced enough from within you. And as we work within that, linking it now all the way through this connection of Shen of the heart and the Sushumna, linking that all the way through now to the connection point of the feet on the earth. And if you can imagine similarly that there's a similar enough connection between the crown of the head to the heavens above, linking this through to the concept of what's referred to in Chinese medicine as man's job to bridge heaven and earth. We're once again going to link this through to sphenoid and coccyx, which in yoga, if we were really good at back bends, we could bring our sphenoid all the way down to our coccyx. I've seen a couple bodies be able to do that, but most of our bodies actually aren't physically wired to do it that way. We're not physically built to do it that way. Or you can still do it energetically as we connect heaven to earth. one more time. Linking sphenoid to coccyx. And then we're connecting this all the way through again the family lines, mom's side, dad's side, so all the relatives can drink that in and receive that connection between heaven and earth all the way through the lines. Beautiful. And we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation again to breathe and receive. And just because we've talked about resources so much, I invite you to bring in that connection of that resource that you may have found earlier when you closed your eyes or when you looked and scanned your outer environment. As you touch in on that one more time, you may even gently connect to your little one and to your older one alike, offering them the same presence of that resource to all the versions of you that showed up in today's session. And as you hang out with them all, breathing and receiving the goodness of these resources. And I've got a short song. It's 3 minutes long. It's called The Voice of My Womb. It's from the album, appropriately enough, Lineage. And the title of the, pardon me, the name of the artist is Mariah, Marya Stark. Thank you so much to all of you here. Thank you for bringing all of you to the table. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Blessings on your day and week ahead, my loves. All my love, and I look forward to next week. And if anyone needs any extra support, as always, feel free to hang out online. And blessings to you as well. Thank you so much. You're most welcome, y'all, in the chat feature. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Hey, bye for now.